dream. Such a shame I always wake up right when it's getting to the good part. Maybe one day soon it'll come true. Master, are you awake yet? Hey. I guess not. Yeah! Oh, Master, your face is so tense and you're breathing really fast. Oh! Look at this blanket tent. You must be having the same dream that I was. It's a good one, isn't it? Yeah, maybe I can make it even better. Does it feel nice, Master, when I kiss your neck and your ears? Can you feel my kisses in your dream? And how about when I lick them? Your cock is straining so hard against the blanket. That must be really uncomfortable. And as a good pet, a good catgirl never lets her master be uncomfortable. So I'll just adjust the covers. And if I get a peek at your hard cock as I do, well, that's not my fault. Shh, shh, shh. Don't wake up. Don't wake up. Yeah, I shouldn't be doing this, touching my master without permission. Though he does look like he's enjoying it a lot. But he's never let me touch him like this before. I wonder if he'd be mad if he woke up. Oh, how could he be? He's squirming in my hand like this. That means he's really enjoying it. Wait, I think he's about to come. Come on, Master. Come for me, please. Come for your cat girl. No! No, 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 no! No! You did not just moan her name while coming in my hand! That fucking whore puppy from across the street! You cannot be into her! Okay, sure, she's super hot and bubbly and will lick anything that moves, but... you're my master. You're mine. Yeah. Shit! I'm sorry, Master. I didn't mean to wake you. Oh, what's on my hand? It's just some lotion. That's it. Yeah, I think I used, too much. how did you sleep, Master? Did you have any interesting dreams at all? Oh, you can't remember? That's convenient. No, I'm not upset. What? What possible reason would I have for being upset? It's not like you were just fucking another woman or anything. Or even if you were, it's not like... I mean, we're not... even... Master, I need to talk to you about something. You're not being fair. I've been yours for 3 weeks now. I've been your cute and playful pet, and I've even teased you with peeks down my blouse and up my skirts. Yeah. I know what I do to you, Master. I see how much I turn you on. We even sleep in the same bed every night. Why haven't you done anything to me? Like what? Oh, I don't know. Fucked me, maybe? I've been trying so hard to show you that I want you, but do you pay attention? No, you don't pay attention at all. Instead, you just go straight to sleep so you can... dream about that bitch across the street. She wouldn't even love you like I do, Nya. She fucks anyone that catches her attention, but I only want you. I don't understand. Why don't you? Fuck. Why don't you want me? Am I not pretty enough for you? Am I not smart enough? I know sometimes I forget to do things that you tell me to. And I don't know how to cook. And the last time I tried cleaning, I put everything away in the wrong place. I'm not the best cat girl, but I'm trying my best. I'll learn, Master, I swear. I promise. I love you so much. Please don't leave me. Do you? You promise? Say it. Promise you'll never leave me. Promise that I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Forever. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can we? Oh, let me clean up the mess I made earlier. Oh, Master. I've wanted to do this since my first night with you. The first time I smelled your scent, I knew I wanted you. Your cock and your heart. But you kept them from me. Let my cravings build and build until I couldn't take it anymore. And until I had to take matters into my own hands. Do you like my mouth, Master? You know, it's your fault if I'm not good. You haven't given me enough practice. But we'll change that. We're throwing that alarm clock away in the morning. From now on, I will wake you up with my mouth, Master. I'll creep into your bedroom each morning. Crawl across the floor to the foot of your bed. And then sneak up under the covers and put my warm, wet, hungry mouth on your cock. And you'll wake up to pleasure every morning. And when you lift the blanket, you'll see me looking up at you. Gazing into your eyes while I nurse on your cock. And you can pet my ears and tell me what a good girl I am. What a better way to start your day. And that would be just the start. Because your kitten needs more than that. We have so much lost time to make up for, Master. So many things to try. Does my wiggling butt above your face give you any ideas? Why don't you lift my little dress up and give this kitty a taste? Of course I'm not, Master. Why would I need panties, Nya? They just get in the way of fun. I actually stopped wearing any a week ago. See my thighs and how shiny they are? Do you feel how wet they are? Being around you was making me soak my panties right through. Besides, I kind of like feeling a breeze blowing up my dress, nipping at my slick, bare legs. Ah. Esther, your tongue is tickling me. I hope you love the way I taste, Master. The way you're licking up the other mess that I made down there. Getting closer and closer to my kitty. Oh, God, yes. Yes, please. Right there. Keep your tongue right there, Master. That feels so amazing. Can you feel my thighs squeezing around your head? Feel them. Take my soft, shaking legs in your big, rough hands and squeeze them while you bury your tongue inside of me. Fuck! Oh, shit! Master? Huh? Yes. Yes, I'm ready. I'm more than ready. Yes, I've done this before. Well, no. Not with a person, but with toys. How different could a real one be? I don't know. I've pictured it 1,000 different ways, but in my fantasies, you never asked what I wanted. Here, you lean against the headboard, and I'm going to sit in your lap, okay? And then just slowly lower myself onto... Oh my God, Master, it's so much better than a toy. I can feel your warmth spreading inside of me. I can feel you throbbing as you stretch me open, forcing my tight pussy to accept you deeper and deeper. I'm trembling, Master. Hold me. Nothing will ever make me happier than this moment. Your arms tight around me, pulling me close. My face snuggled into your chest and your cock buried deep, deep inside of me. I love you, Master. Are you ready to come? Let's do it together. How does that feel, Master? My hips slowly rocking into you. My silky pussy hugging and squeezing your cock, begging to be bred. Will you do it, Master? Will you breed your needy little kitten? Your needy, greedy little pet. Master, could you touch my tail, please? Yeah, yes, I love it. Just be gentle. My tail is extra sensitive. It's okay, I trust you. Start at the base, please. And just slowly pet along the... Yes! Exactly like that, Master! Oh, it feels incredible. I am sorry. I'm slobbering on your chest like a filthy puppy. Like that stupid horse slut of a puppy across the street. I'm so close. Are you? Yeah. Come on, Master. Please come. Let go for me. Feed my kitty your milk. I need it. I've waited so long. Please give it to me. About you fantasizing about that puppy slut. I guess I just got scared because I wasn't a part of it. I thought you were fantasizing about not having me anymore. Wait, really? What was I doing? Oh, me and her? I would never do that. That sort of behavior is beneath someone like myself. But I might let her do it to me, though. Okay. I'm so sleepy after that, Nestor. Let's go back to sleep.